let's all reach over, grab the emergency brake, and give it a good firm yank.
It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Well, our lead story is that Descending Hunan has a new song. Care to sing it for everyone, Craig?
I forgot what it was now.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
I sing Who You Talking To, and my three backup singers sing Diarrhea Pants.
By a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
What's wrong with
that? Don't laugh at that, Rich.
It's
Don't
funny.
Encourage that.
Who you talking to? And then they say that.
So you guys, yeah, and the way he says who you talking to, it's kind of cocky. You know, like you're with someone to be reckoned with now.
You don't understand the deep meaning of my music. You're right.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
Just Breaks brings us the e-break. We give them a listen and then let you vote on them at 214-787-1310. First of three candidates this week is Norm Hitchkiss. An E-Break Hall of Famer for sure. Norm has a hard time figuring out music, figuring out what a song is called.
He gets lyrics wrong all the time.
Gets lyrics wrong. And he was trying to tell us about this song that was made in Cleveland to the tune of We Are the World. Well, after he kills the lyrics, Jer finds the song, starts playing it, and Norm, for the first 45 seconds of the song, no, this isn't it.
It's a trash song.
Meantime, anyone who was around in the 80s who remembers the song, yes, this is We Are the World, as it's starting off, and this was the confusion earlier this week.
The people in Ohio have produced a song to try to get LeBron to stay, and it's produced to the We Are the World, We Are the People. That song, uh-huh. It's produced the same way. We are the world, we are the people. And they have all the people sing it.
We are the children.
Okay, we are the children, all right.
That's anyway. All right, he was rolling, don't stop him.
Anyway, it's that song, and they did it the same way. They got people from Ohio to sing portions of it, mm-hmm. Okay? And then they got them all together in this, anyway, this sort of group, and they made a video
of it. So they did a really good job of it. Maybe that could sway LeBron to stay in Ohio.
I will say this. A, it's not bad. But B, there are elements of a real guilt trip here. All right. So here we are. Jer, go ahead and play the song for LeBron produced by the people in Ohio.
Oh, this is it.
This is it?
Yeah.
There comes a time.
No, this isn't it.
When a decision must be made.
This is the song.
No, this is the king. Move on, or will he?
Well, then what song is it, Norm?
It's the.
How is this not it?
Help us
waiting.
As we hold our breath in the air.
This is it.
I
guess it is. No, this is not it. Is this it?
We really need you.
Come on, Jer, play the song. Play the real song.
So then we start dogpiling Norm.
God, Norm has a disability with song titles.
Man.
Like the Beatles song, A Day in the Life, he calls that I Read the News Today, Oh Boy. Jefferson Airplane song, White Rabbit, is called One Pill Makes You Larger, One Pill Makes You Small.
And right. And he was looking for one passage of that song that he wanted to play for us. And because the song didn't start right there.
That's not it.
It was it.
It's not it. Can't be it.
Play the right song.
So there's Norm up for a e-break. Here is Rich Phillips for an emergency break of the week.
What did I do?
Well,
we'll see.
It's what you didn't do. And that is pronounce this tennis name correctly.
Oh.
Vera Zvonareva?
Zvonareva.
See, now you got me doing it. All right, let's hear how Rich tried to tackle it the first time.
Second-seeded Venus Williams, a straight set win to reach the quarterfinals at Wimbledon. Fourth-seeded Yelena Yankovic retires with injury in the second set of her match against number 21, Vera Zvonareva. Yeah, whatever. On the men's side, top seed Roger Federer rolls into the quarterfinals with a straight set win. That even will help to practice sometimes. Sports Radio 13, 10 the ticket weather.
Boy, he ran right through quicksand and got bogged.
To hell with it. To hell with it.
Let's throw that bog down and get in the mud. That's pretty funny.
Second seed of Venus Williams, a straight set win to reach the quarterfinals at Wimbledon. Fourth seed of Yelena Yankovic retires with injury in the second set of her match against number 21, Vera Zvonareva. Yeah, whatever.
What was a tennis name start up there? So Rich is candidate number two. Candidate number three, Ooh. Here from the morning show. It's one Junior Miller.
Now, what's going on here?
Well that was a good question to ask. What's going on here? Because we were talking about what's coming up on the show on Monday morning. This is very early Monday, given the rundown of the show. And we were going to tackle three topics that had to do with the World Cup. The only problem is you only remembered two of the things that we were going to talk about.
And an interesting weekend for the World Cup that featured some terrible officiating. Yet the World Cup is very opposed. FIFA is very opposed to talking about the officiating and doing anything about it in the future in terms of instant replay. Should they consider this? And why does the biggest sporting event in the world have so many problems, from the new ball to the officials to the other things?
Whoa.
There was a third thing, and I can't remember what it was. There are three things that they've got big problems with, and we're going to talk about all three things.
We're going to figure out that third one here in a second. That's a funny.
You know what? I don't think there ever was a third thing.
Yeah, I think there were only two.
And at the very beginning of that, I don't know if the P1 driving along I-35 is going to be able to hear this morning. But crank this up, Jer, and see if we don't have a...
It was a throat gurgle.
And maybe that's what caused the swerving here from Junior.
And an interesting weekend for the World Cup that featured some terrible officiating. Yet the World Cup is very opposed. FIFA is very opposed.
Yeah, I don't know if you can hear that in the car, but
boy, we heard it. That featured a terrible
drive-by frog there. All right, so those are your three candidates, Norm, Rich, and Junior. At 214-787-1310. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Normally, this is where I would do my Cody Cat imitation, but I'm going to get serious for a second. I promise a serious vote, but props to D.A. Wybring, the official golfer of the Diamond Miller Show, and the guys out at Spring Creek Golf. They did an event this week with Scottish Red House Bill, and the kids had an absolute blast. They were really patient with them, and I really appreciated those guys. You never get to see pro athletes do things like that.
Of course,
really
that's
awesome.
Great, but this is not really the forum.
No.
For
but yes, we
that.
Support anything D.A. does.
We always support D.A. Mm. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
The third thing is soccer sucks.
Okay. See, there was something else.
Maybe that was it. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Party music. I'd like to vote for the Golden Ghost in the weather forecast.
The what?
The Golden Ghost and his weather forecast?
I don't know.
I don't get it.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Is this George?
Yep.
No, this isn't George. But
yeah, it is.
This is not George.
No, but it is, though.
This isn't George.
Good Norm vote there. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Give me some quack.
Thank you.
That's Rich.
Oh, some quack. Wow, okay, appreciate there's a Rich vote there. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Yeah, D's Nuts would like to vote for the human car startup, Rich Phillips. And right.
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket.
I'd like to make a serious vote, please.
Mm-hmm.
These nuts.
Hey, idiot. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
George's homoerotic sticky buns.
So you're an idiot.
What's the story
it's
behind
so
that?
True, though. That's the thing.
There's no story behind it. It's just some random thought from ridiculous P1. Hi, you're on the ticket. Hello?
Yes, ticket.
Yeah, ticket.
Well, first of all, I'd just like to say I think candidates are all pretty weak, so congratulations on a pretty strong broadcasting week.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a good way of looking at it.
Interesting spin. All right.
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310.
Rich,
thank you. We understand. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
I would like to vote for the e-break.
Yeah.
I would like to vote responsibly for We Are the Norm.
Thank you. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Yes, I would like to vote for Bruce Roberts and Norm Hitch, just his bald head.
All right. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Ooh.
Hi, you're on the ticket, America's favorite radio station.
Hey.
Hey.
I want to do Craig Miller.
You want to vote for Craig Miller? We'll say that's a vote for Craig Miller, okay. Sir. Hi, you're on the ticket.
I'd like to vote for Rich Phillips.
Thank you.
Anybody close?
Rich is very close.
Oh.
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 13. Oh. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket.
Hi, I'd like to vote for somebody.
That's a junior vote there. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Yeah, on behalf of amateur porn sensation Wally Thalewood, I'd like to vote for Junior Spank Spank Miller's fiery red testicles.
Wow. Okay. And fiery. The rest of them, I guess, it's attached. So it's 4-4, Rich and Junior, 3 for Norm. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Yeah, here's my vote. Ready?
Yep.
Listen.
That's disgusting.
Please tell me that wasn't real.
Let's hope not.
That may have been a first.
That may have been a first. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Gentle Wards Giorgio.
Yep. That's not a candidate, sir.
Gentle
Hi, you're on the
Wards
ticket.
Georgie.
Wow, we have a three-way tie at 4. The next vote wins. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Yes, I'd like to place a vote.
Yep.
For Norm Hitchens, please.
And we
wow.
have a winner.
Thank
we
you.
Have a winner.
What a race.
I think that was a strong week. Three pretty good candidates and a good race there to the finish. And Norm wins it for We Are the World, We Are the People.
The people in Ohio have produced a song to try to get LeBron to stay. And it's produced to the We Are the World, We Are the People. That song, uh-huh. It's produced the same way. We are. We are the world, we are the people. And they have all the people sing it.
We are the children.
Okay, we are the children, all right.
That's all right, he was rolling, don't stop him.
Anyway, it's that song, and they did it the same way. They got people from Ohio to sing portions of it, mm-hmm. Okay? And then they got them all together in this sort of group, and they made a video
of it. So they did a really good job of it. Maybe that could sway LeBron to stay in Ohio.
I will say this. A, it's not bad, but B, there are elements of a real guilt trip here. All right. So here we are. Jared, go ahead and play the song for LeBron produced by the people in Ohio.
Oh, this is it.
This is it?
Yeah.
What a waste of broadcast time that was. So Norm wins once again. How many is this for Norman?
So Norm, can you believe this is the first time this year he has won? But it's a big win. He moves into second place overall. Just 4 behind the job.
Wow, that is big.
It's 8-10 here on...